Jesus always gave instruction, precepts, insights, and even law to all who followed him. His apostles, his inner circle, always heard these instructions and explanations, especially to parables. But even if he had the apostles, he called many people who wanted to deliver the message to others. In our gospel for today, he appointed 70 and sent them by pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go, just as God, through Moses, commissioned 70 elders to be prophets in Israel. And Jesus pointed out several instructions. First, that the harvest is great and there are very few laborers, few who are willing to do the harvesting work with Jesus. The challenge was being thrown out to all his followers to find more people to join in the harvesting work. The words are addressed to all of us and call for some kind of response from every one of us. And it's never too late to respond to the call. That's why we always ask volunteers, missionaries of the parish, to spread, to share, and to live the gospel. We need you in order for our parish to grow. Second, Jesus warns his followers that it may not be easy. He said, "I am sending you out as lambs among wolves." So in spite of the message of truth, love, reconciliation, compassion, and justice that we bring, it does not mean that we will receive with open arms. On the contrary, we may meet with strong opposition and even persecution. Our message will be seen as threatening. It will be distorted and misunderstood. But we need to cling to the truth and live the truth. Third, the disciple is called on to travel light. This particular instruction is clear that a disciple must take no supplies for the road and must simply trust God, the provider. Jesus was specific that they must be walking examples of God's love and providence. Third, they are to be bearers of peace. Peace, shalom, is much more than an absence of violence. It is a deep inner harmony with oneself, with others, with one's environment, with God. We could hardly bring a more precious gift to others than this inner peace. It is, in fact, the heart of our Christian message. Faith, hope, and love are the keys to peace. This is what Saint Jerome did in his life as priest, preacher, and living example of the good news. After he was converted to Christianity, was baptized by Pope Liberius, now interested in theological matters, Jerome set aside secular matters to pursue matters of the faith. Jerome was a hard worker, and he wrote extensively defending the virginity of Mary, which some clerics dared to question. Of all things that made Jerome famous, nothing was so legendary as his translation of the Bible. Jerome began work while he was still in Rome under Pope Damasus. He spent his entire life translating the scriptures from Hebrew and Old Latin. He did all these things out of his love for God and for his followers and hearers to be near to God by understanding the Bible. He was truthful to his calling to spread God's love by giving them access to the Bible by translating it. He followed the will of God by sacrificing his life and do the mission for Jesus and the church. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we too must be servants of the Word, good examples for others, and living testimony of what we read in the Bible and heard from the Word of God in every Eucharist we attended. We need to live the Word, not only hear the Word. Like Saint Jerome, we may always translate that into a living example. So may Saint Jerome intercede for us as we are heralds of God and live what the priests always say at the end of the Mass: go and announce the gospel of the Lord. So we hear the Word of God in this Eucharist. We need to share that to others at the end of the Mass. Saint Jerome, pray for us.